Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgen. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Christman moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christman scores. Zarrilla moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zarrilla scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Hodgen moves to third. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Haynes, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. one out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0 for 1 in the game. Helf hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0 for 2 in the game. Helf hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgin. Helf reaches second base with a double. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Frank Whitman pinch runs for Thurman Tucker. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hodgin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Whitman moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitman scores. Hodgin moves to third. It's 3-2, Browns. Frank Biskin now pitching. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Joe Quell. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Helf for a passed ball. Hodgin scores. Appling moves to third. It's Browns, 3, White Sox, 3. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Trosky now playing first base. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into Berardino, who tags Callaway, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Maltzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maltzberger strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maltzberger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Hank Helf. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Locatello out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Mancuso now catching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Maltzberger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway bunts towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Berardino covering, for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.